Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. I used to have neighbors who had a beautiful pit bull named Lily. This story began when David saw Lily as he was driving on the 110 freeway. There she was, frozen in place and shaking as cars swerved to miss her. So David pulled over on the side of the freeway, stopped the car, and called as loud as he could for the dog to come to him. Nothing. So David dashed into the first lane, grabbed the frightened dog, and brought her to the car. His wife was shaking too. She had held her breath as soon as David left the car and didn't think she started breathing again until he returned. David became attached to the pit bull and named her Lily. Family life went on, even though his wife did not warm up to having a pit bull. But on one fateful day, the back door was left open, and Lily ran from the backyard, through the house, and out the door. Lily dashed across the street and attacked our neighbor's tiny terrier. Everyone shrieked. Was this the last day that Lily would be a part of our neighborhood? No, it was not. Because David cared about Lily and was determined to keep her from escaping down the driveway. He heard about and decided on something called an invisible fence. An invisible fence is a wire buried along the desired boundary or across the driveway or on top of an existing fence. If a dog approaches the wired boundary, then an audible cue is sounded from the dog's collar. If a dog crosses the wired boundary, then the dog receives an unpleasant tingling sensation. With practice and conditioning, Lily learned the ramifications of an invisible fence, and she stayed in her boundaries. It seems we humans have many invisible fences and boundaries with one another. Some are in, and some are out. Some people we don't even try to get to know. We hear they are dangerous, or they are too extreme, or they have the wrong political agenda, or they are too, you fill in the blank. But to finish this story about Lily, I do not have a desire to know my neighbor's pit bull. I was glad for the invisible fence. Until one day when I went to the back door with extra lemons from my tree. To my dismay, it was their dog Lily who greeted me, then sniffed me, then wagged her tail. I put down the lemons, extended my hand, she sniffed it, and I petted her. And in that moment, prejudice was dropped. Prejudices are meant to be dropped. They blind our hearts. In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, there was an invisible fence. A boundary had been set up. Jews regarded Gentiles as unclean, and a boundary caused separation and prejudice. But even though Peter had witnessed the love of Jesus, the thought of crossing that boundary of the unclean was repulsive to Peter. And although Peter had previously healed a Gentile paralytic and proclaimed the gospel to him, as portrayed in two chapters before today's reading, it is not until this vision in today's scripture that Peter comes to understand the universal nature of the gospel. In this passage, Peter is questioned. How could you eat with Gentiles? They are unclean. You know better, Peter. It is our tradition. That is the way it is. So Peter, step by step, explains how he came to live his life in a new way. He said he had a vision. In that vision, he refused three times to believe what he saw and what he heard. In fact, earlier in the Acts of the Apostles, Peter pondered the meaning of the dream, but remained frozen at first, behind an invisible fence. This vision was followed by the arrival of three men from Caesarea, and Peter was instructed by the Spirit to go with them and not distinguish between them and us. Peter asked a question: who am I to hinder God? Two statements that have hung in the air for 2,000 years, not to distinguish between them and us, and who am I to hinder God? Yet, Peter did not cross over his invisible fence until after he actually met some Gentiles, namely Cornelius, his family, and friends. Peter moved across the boundary after his encounter with real people. Only then did Peter understand that God shows no favoritism, and God does not have boundaries and invisible fences. But I think we all have our invisible fences. I know I do. And my invisible fences still take work to dismantle. My simple example from today's first story is the effect of getting to know my next door neighbor's pit bull. But getting to know and love someone for who they really are is in the power of God. I find intense smells of some homeless people hard for me to overcome, and some hospital situations only God can get me through. Even St. Francis was pushed forward by grace. You see, St. Francis had a fear and abhorrence of lepers. One day, while riding outside of Assisi, he met a man afflicted with leprosy. Though the sight of the man filled him with horror and disgust, Francis got off his horse, went up to the leper, and kissed him. Then the leper put out his hand, hoping to receive something. Out of compassion, Francis gave money to the leper. But when Francis mounted his horse again and looked all around, he could not see the leper anywhere. It dawned on him. It was Jesus he had kissed. And Francis wrote, "When I was in sin, the sight of lepers nauseated me beyond measure. But then God himself led me into their company, and I had pity on them. When I became acquainted with them, what had previously nauseated me became the source of spiritual and physical consolation." Francis's embrace of the leper was not an isolated moment. Francis and his friars ministered to the lepers from then on, passing one invisible fence after another. We can begin to dismantle our boundaries and our invisible fences with the grace and power of Jesus, and with the same spirit that led Peter and Francis. In our very polarized society, Jesus calls us to cross invisible fences that wall us off from those and that other political party, that other denomination, that other faith tradition, that other ethnicity, that other socioeconomic class, that other race, that other sexual preference. Jesus calls us to cross invisible fences that separate us from those who have hurt us, or whom we have hurt. Jesus calls us to cross all of our invisible fences so that we may see and love others as God sees and loves them. We are called to dismantle our invisible fences, our boundaries, and our prejudices. And we are called to dismantle the visible walls also. History will remember the words of President Ronald Reagan when he stood at the Berlin Wall in 1987 and said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall." The wall which had divided West and East Berlin since 1961. And if you read history, you know that those words led to effort upon effort until today there is one city of Berlin. God talks over and through our fences, walls, and barriers, right into the hearts of everyone on this one planet. Jesus gave us a command, not a suggestion. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And Jesus revealed, "See, I am making all things new." Believe you are a new creation. Live with a new love. And dismantle your invisible fences. Amen.